This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. 85-year-old Beverly Bleets moved into a senior living facility in Door County in 2018. She is a former recreational pilot and used to a life of independence. When the pandemic hit, the facility went on lockdown, and Bleets suddenly found herself without her beloved freedom.
My calendar is blank. I'm facing a summer devoid of holiday celebrations, concerts, theater, picnics, and most of all my family that lives 10 minutes away. Our town is a tourist destination, as are the other small towns in the surrounding countryside. People come here for the culture and the picturesque Cape Cod of the Midwest. Our towns take turns celebrating everything from bonfires on the beach on the first day of summer to the blazing colors of fall with festivals, fairs, and fireworks. Not so this summer. My world as an art gallery docent, community volunteer, and Uber driver has been canceled. What if this is to be my last summer on Earth? Because if it is, should I be making decisions to redirect the life I have left? There is risk in everything we do, more critical since the pandemic, but I believe there must be more out there for all of us, not just me. The people around me are despondent and desperate for conversation with a friendly face. Our chaplain worries as she sees decline in residents as well as patients. In the future, will we look back on these days as irreparably damaging to an aging population? Will we better understand or even accept the brutality of isolation? My daughter has invited me to stay with her for the summer. The prospect is delicious. Her condo is spacious, the community picturesque, and the landscape is tranquil. But she's met the challenge of many changes in her life, and I'm reticent to intrude. Yet her invitation sparks ideas of freedom from the lockdown that has become so oppressive, that continues to make me feel old and stale. I've begun to consider alternatives, though, and have fun reading the rental classifieds, dreaming of leaving, of getting away from this lockdown. But getting away still means safer at home, and I realize that my lifestyle will not change with a new landscape. I am and will continue to long for the habits that brought me joy. But now I'm fearful of people I know and love, of places harboring potential pandemic, and of things I cannot see. I awakened this morning, remembering that I had my favorite dream again. I was flying my airplane in the cockpit alone, taxiing out to the run-up pad, then, without a sound, cleared for takeoff. Throttle forward, the surge of power accelerating. It took me back 40 years to my first solo flight, and that heart-skipping moment of liftoff, breaking the bonds of Earth and free again. In Paige's guest room now, for the summer, in remembering, I was afraid to move, to break away from the delicious feeling that memory brought. That feeling of freedom now, safe and secure, doors and windows open to the Wisconsin morning.